I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrissy Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week Summer section. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, hydrangeas are in bloom all over Cape Cod at this time of year, and gardeners and other enthusiasts are celebrating with a festival of tours, talks, and drinks.
The Cape Cod Hydrangea Festival lasts for 10 days. It starts on Friday and goes through July 21st and uses that enthusiasm about the flowers to raise money for local nonprofits. This year, dozens of private gardens from Sandwich to Provincetown are going to be open for tours, and then the fees for seeing those are going to be donated to the nonprofits. There's also going to be display gardens at Highfield Hall and Gardens in Falmouth, Aptuxet Trading Post Museum in Bourne, and Heritage Museum and Gardens in Sandwich. Plus, there's going to be plant sales, lectures, and workshops at various locations. Then there are hydrangea-themed cocktails at about 20 restaurants this year throughout the festival. Those are going to include the frozen hydrangearita at the Cape Cod Resort in Hyannis, and Cape Cod Beer is going to offer a blueberry vodka whiskey named Hydrangea Buck. There's also going to be a Hydrangea Fest beer garden at Agway of Cape Cod in South Dennis, where you can shop, get info on hydrangeas, and socialize.
Besides its gardens, the Aptuxet Museum in Bourne will be going back in time this weekend to give visitors a sense of life in the colonial era.
This is from the Bourne Historical Society, and they're going to hold the annual Colonial Day at Aptuxet, including colonial encampments, militia reenactments, and the firing of militia muskets. The event is going to run from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday and also includes games, crafts, and demonstrations. They've got the complex's historic buildings open, and those include the Aptuxet Trading Post, the Grover Cleveland Train Station, and the Joseph Jefferson Windmill, which holds the windmill carousel that's operated by a rider on a bicycle-type apparatus. Then at 11 o'clock on Sunday morning, the Pilgrim Progress Group from Plymouth is going to hold a historical reenactment of a 1627 Pilgrim church service, including psalm singing, a brief history, and a sermon based on the words of a Pilgrim pastor.
July 20th will be the 50th anniversary of the Apollo astronauts landing on the moon, and a variety of organizations are marking the historic moment with events starting this week.
This is a huge milestone for space enthusiasts, and there's going to be a lot of ways to learn more about the various moon missions and space travel in general. Starting on Thursday at 6 p.m., there's going to be a book signing and lecture by Martin Sandler, the author of Apollo 8, The Mission That Changed Everything, and that's at the John F. Kennedy Hyannis Museum. Then on Sunday, there are two events. At 2 p.m. at the Atwood House and Museum in Chatham, there's going to be an Apollo mission lecture, and that's given by Cape resident Don Broderick. He was one of the Navy pilots who helped recover American astronauts from Apollo 7 after it landed in the ocean. That evening is going to be the Nantucket Red Tie Soiree for the Mariah Mitchell Association, and the event is going to have an Apollo 11 theme to honor the moon landing. There's going to be a lot of other talks, exhibits, and more next week, so check out our story about the anniversary events in Cape Week.
If you're looking for a little music and relaxing beach time on Friday, there's one of the monthly Circle by the Sea events happening at Sandy Neck Beach.
This is a family-friendly summer campfire and musical gathering, and it's happening from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Northside Beach that straddles both Sandwich and Barnstable. This month, the featured performer is singer-songwriter Donna Hammers, but others are welcome to perform as part of an open talent time. Marshmallows are going to be toasted at the campfire, and participants are asked to bring beach chairs, a flashlight, a piece of firewood, a non-alcoholic beverage, plus drums and instruments to play along with the music.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the Islands, check out the Cape Week Summer Magazine in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.